Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. It's a popular style during the summer. It's an entry style for many as they get into craft beer, and it's highly adaptable. The wheat beer this week on Beer Untapped. Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings says there seems to be a natural affinity for wheat beers for people in this part of the country.
I think the wheat beer is to the central part of the United States, like the IPA is to the West Coast. You know, with the wheat beer here is an ingredient that a lot of us associate with. You know, when we see a wheat beer, you know, when we're at the liquor store or wherever, we know what that is. You know, we don't have a lot of hop farms around here. They're growing, but you know, over the last 20 years, if you ask anybody from South Dakota what a wheat plant looks like and what a hop plant looks like, you know, that the odds of them telling you what a wheat plant is are pretty good. And I think it lends an approachability just in the name.
Although it goes beyond the name,
also because of the style. You know, the style is it can be a softer, sweeter style. You know, it certainly just like anything, it can be hopped if you intend to do it, and they have some hoppy wheat beers now, but by tradition it's usually softer, usually a little more sweet. There's some subtle tones if you get into the German styles or even the Belgian styles. You know, you get clove and bananas and some of the really soft characteristics, and I think people just gravitate towards that. It's an easy beer to get into. It's a fantastic summer beer.
The wheat beer, especially the American version, has gotten many people started down that craft beer road. That includes Drew Eklund at the Brookings Liquor Store, who was initiated with Boulevard's Unfiltered Wheat.
Boulevard was my first craft beer that really got me into the niche, I guess. Great, easy drinking beer.
We'll hear more from Drew later in the show. One thing that may turn off some people is the look of some wheat beers.
Often it's unfiltered, so sometimes if you pour it in a glass, for a person just ordering a wheat beer for the first time, may not understand the haze, the, you know, the proteins, the things that stay in suspension there.
Some border on cloudy.
Yeah, and they're perfectly acceptable. That's the style. You know, some even take pride in saying that they're unfiltered. I mean, Boulevard is bottle conditioned and unfiltered.
Don't let the look throw you. Take a sip and enjoy. There are several types of wheat beer out there. We'll start with the American version, which also varies a lot from Boulevard Wheat, New Belgium Snapshot, or Goose Island 312.
The American classic American wheat beer is really kind of a wheat ale, or an ale made with wheat, lightly hopped, American-style yeast, but uses a lot of malted wheat in it.
More on wheat beers when Beer Untapped continues in a moment.
Another six-pack summer gone.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk wheat beers. Now, we've heard a bit about the American style of wheat beer, but there are others. The Germans make several kinds of fabulous wheat beers.
You know, the Germans, Wiesenbach, everything from
Dunkelweiss,
you know, all of it. They have a lot of varieties of wheat. You know, they even adapted the Reinheitsgebot to include wheat in it, and a lot of that's regional. If you look at the growing region that is Germany and Bavaria, barley obviously, but wheat is another, you know, grain that is easy to grow and cultivate in that region. So that naturally became part of the brewing culture there.
I'm a big fan of the German Hefeweizen, which by the way means yeast wheat, and kind of says it all. It's a cloudy yellow beer with aromas and flavors of banana and clove, with a soft mouthfeel, a creamy white head that lasts forever. One of my favorite summer beers. The Belgians have a slightly different take on the wheat beer.
Most Belgian beers are really defined by their yeast characteristics. You know, they have some malt and some water and some other profiles. But, you know, if you were just to say, what's the nickel answer for the difference in the Belgian beers? And that's going to be the yeast. And the Belgian yeast usually is more fruity, more funky, more... there's everything from cloves to pepper spice that you'll get in some of them.
Even some hay and barnyard,
yep,
they call it.
And then the banana, you know, obviously if you let it ferment at the right temperatures, you get some of the banana flavors.
Belgian-style wits also feature added flavors, including coriander, citrus, sometimes other herbs and spices. And often some wheat is added to beers you may not have a clue it's even in there.
Because of how the proteins are, that actually adds head retention. So if you think of a wheat beer, you always think of a beer that usually has a nice, frothy, almost meringue-like head on it. And that's just because of how the proteins work. And brewers will use wheat, in some cases, sneaking some of that into their other non-wheat beers just to capitalize on that attribute.
Want
to
try some wheat beers? There's all kinds of them available, both on tap at your favorite watering hole and also at Brookings Liquor Store, including a new one on tap from Bank Brewing of Hendrix.
It's called Wanted Hoppy Wheat Beer, 16 cents an ounce. Another excellent offering from Bank. It has a freshness to it that it's hard to find in non-local beers. It's sort of like an IPA without the bitter bite at the end. It's easy drinking, great flavor, refreshing.
They also have some brand new packaged wheat beers at the liquor store.
We have a new wheat six-pack from Dark Horse. It's called Kamikaze Kaleidoscope. $9.99 a six-pack. It's a wit ale brewed with lemon and orange peels. This is a Belgian-style beer, so it has that banana and clove yeast flavor to it to go along with the lemon and orange. Moderate carbonation, great solid summer beer. One more new beer from Omegang. It's their Game of Thrones Seven Kingdoms Hoppy Wheat beer. This is a hoppy wheat ale, $8.99 for the bomber. This is another Belgian-style beer with flavors of banana, clove, lemon, and earthy hops. And a great collector's item.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.